Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
15 years ago, Buffalo got its own passport agency right here in the center of our city, one of only 27 in the entire country. Passport agencies are a lifeline for travelers, providing expedited passport services, including same-day turnarounds. Unplanned travel or the need for a passport can happen all the time, whether it's a short-notice business trip or a family emergency. And with the rollout of Real ID requirements for those without the necessary Real ID license or identification, even travel domestically might require an expedited passport, especially as we deal with DMV delays and wait times. And when that happens, you don't have a passport or your passport has expired, this Buffalo Passport Agency is there to help. And they've done extraordinary work. They're rated the best in the country. And we're really proud of the work that the 90 individuals who call this their work home do on a daily basis, and proud of the efforts that they make every single time my office makes a call for an expedited passport. That's why it's so important that we keep them right here in the heart of the city of Buffalo. The people of our community are depending upon it. Before this agency opened, the next best options to go get your passport in an expedited manner was in Detroit, Michigan, about 5 hours away, St. Albans, Vermont, about 7 hour drive, or of course, New York City, somewhere between a 5 to 7 hour drive, depending on traffic. Since opening, this agency has assisted thousands of people in receiving passports, and its location here is absolutely vital to the heart of downtown Buffalo. That's no accident. That is by design. This agency is accessible via Metrobus and Metrorail within one transfer of almost every single line throughout the entire NFTA network. It is a quarter mile walk from at least 10 lines of the Metrobus and the Metrorail. And for out-of-towners who are traveling, often by bus or train, they're dropped off in the downtown Buffalo, making it easy for them to access this passport agency. This office anchors the Genesee Gateway Project, a site that has helped to revitalize this long, struggling corridor. It wasn't that long ago that we remember coming into downtown Buffalo off the 33 that this entire building was dilapidated, crumbling, and thankfully, it was salvaged. There was new life breathed into it, and it has become an anchor tenant in the revitalization of the entire downtown Buffalo corridor, as well as the Western New York region. And as a member of the Erie County Legislature way back in the day, going on 20 years ago, I was proud to support the progress that was happening here. It has clearly been a runaway success. Unfortunately, the RFP that's been issued by the General Services Administration threatens the convenience of the passport agency here in downtown Buffalo and risks decreasing traffic, both those that work here and for the thousands of people that come here to get help when they need a passport. That is why we're calling on GSA to rescind the RFP that they have done and to focus it on the downtown Buffalo corridor to ensure that this passport agency stays right here in the great city of Buffalo. The RFP that currently exists outlines a preferred region to move the passport agency that cuts out much of the city of Buffalo and heavily suggests a move to the suburbs. This is counterproductive for economic development in the city of Buffalo. This is counterintuitive for those that are going to come into our city to get their passport, especially those that want one on an expedited level, and those that are coming here from across the region, quite frankly, across the country, and even coming in from Canada. We want to make sure individuals can get their passport with the greatest of ease, as they've done here for going on 15 years. While we're grateful for all that the passport agency has done, and we're happy that it will continue to exist, we know that making it more difficult to access for those with limited access to a personal vehicle or adding further hoops to jump through for out-of-town travelers is not helpful to our community. At a time when downtown Buffalo is seeing approximately 20,000 fewer individuals than we did coming into our community prior to the pandemic, the last thing our federal government should be doing is further removing reasons for people to come into downtown. And that's why myself, Senator Schumer, and Senator Gillibrand issued this letter to the General Services Administration demanding that they rescind this RFP and go back to the drawing board. Downtown is the heart of our region. It's where our city and county government is based. It's where our federal courthouse and other federal offices are based. And it's where the Buffalo Passport Agency ought to remain. So again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here. I'd like to call on my colleagues in government to say a few words on the importance of this in our community. First, I'm going to start with Senator Sean Ryan. Senator?
Thank you, Congressman Kennedy, for taking a lead on this important announcement. So this corner is a historic corner, and Buffalo struggled for a generation of how to revitalize this corner. And one of the anchor tenants who came in was the federal government with the passport office. It was great that we received the award from the federal government. Now we have people coming from all over the Northeast to get their passports renewed on an expedited basis. But when we look at the investments from the federal government, you know, we want more than just getting, you know, the best, quote, building. We want to make sure that there's a ripple effect on those awards. And this location is perfect for that. It allows people to get here by public transportation. It's close to the Buffalo Airport, to the train station. So I join Congressman Kennedy in asking the federal government to rescind the RFP, our RFP that is anti-urban and does not recognize the tremendous impact that this building has had on the city of Buffalo. I will keep fighting and supporting Congressman Kennedy as we go through this battle. Thanks again, Congressman.
Thank you, Senator. Next, I'm going to call on Erie County Legislator Lawrence Dupre.
Thank you, Congressman. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I am proud to stand here with my partners in government, to stand here today in strong opposition to the General Services Administration's proposal to relocate the Buffalo Passport Agency from our downtown to the suburbs. This move would strip a vital federal service away from the people who need it most, particularly our working families, seniors, and residents who rely on public transportation. Downtown Buffalo is the heart of our city and our region. Moving the Passport Agency to the suburbs creates real barriers to access for those who don't own a car or can't afford to take hours out of their day to travel. This is about equity, this is about fairness, and this is about ensuring that essential services remain within reach of the people who are they meant to serve. We should be working to bring more resources downtown, not pulling them away. Let's send a clear message. Keep the passport agency in downtown Buffalo where it belongs. And I want to thank you all again. And thank you, Congressman, for making sure we are speaking to the people about what's important in our region. Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator. And last but certainly not least, an extraordinary voice for our community and our great city of Buffalo, the majority leader of the Buffalo Common Council, Leah Halton Pope. Councilwoman?
Good morning. Thank you, Congressman, for the opportunity to speak. So the Buffalo Passport Agency, it belongs in the heart of our city, not pushed out into the suburbs. Downtown Buffalo is accessible by car, by bus, by train, and of course, by foot, making it the most equitable and practical location for this essential federal service. Now, as a constituent, my mother lives in Michigan. She had a surgery. It was very random. My passport, like out of the blue, my passport was expired. I could have called the then Congressman Higgins at the time, but I just came here on my own. I knew I had a little bit of time. And within a couple of hours, I had a passport, was able to quickly get over to the border, get to Detroit to be with my mom at her bedside in enough time. That works for people who live in the city. Moving this service would not only inconvenience residents who rely on public transit, but it would undermine our collective efforts to invest in and revitalize our urban core. This neighborhood is continuously changing. I just got an application the other day for this for the old Casa Azul to be changed to another business. And I stand boldly with Congressman Kennedy and urging the General Services Administration to rescind its RFP and make sure that our services that we need right here in this part of the city of Buffalo, this heart of the city of Buffalo, they stay here. Thank you again, Congressman.
Thank you, Majority Leader. With that, we'll take any on-topic questions. We have data for that. We could get you specifics, but there are thousands. The people that work here, the 90 individuals that work here every day, are doing extraordinary work. We truly appreciate them. They're a diamond in the rough in our community, one of only 27 agencies in the entire nation, and we want to keep them right here in the heart of the city of Buffalo. It's not just the 90 folks that work here every day, but it's the thousands of people that come here to get their passports expedited. You can see the foot traffic coming in and out of here as we're just standing here in this beautiful Monday morning to go get their passports done. So, you know, the bottom line is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We need investment in the city of Buffalo now more so than ever before, and it's essential that when GSA is considering a new home, that they need to look in the city of Buffalo to continue the vibrancy of this community and the economic growth that comes with it.
Has the GSA said why they potentially want to move the office out to the suburbs?
We haven't gotten a direct explanation on that. The bottom line is that an RFP was done. That included both the current facilities as well as an open RFP to others to put in for. What we want is a specific focus on the city of Buffalo to continue the economic growth that has come over the last 15 years with this passport agency right here on Genesee Street.
Does this
We don't have a specific timeline from GSA, but we're asking them specifically to rescind the current RFP and to renew it in a way that puts a focus on the downtown Buffalo vicinity. No, look, this is my district, and this is something that's important to all of us, and that's what I do. I fight for my district, and I fight for our community, and that's what I'll continue to do, and I'll let them make whatever decisions they're going to make. I'll let them speak for themselves.
Would you be satisfied with another place downtown, or is it
this particular service? I think downtown Buffalo needs to be the focus here, and the RFP needs to be created in a way that puts that focus on downtown Buffalo. This facility obviously would be in the mix, but I think ensuring that the vibrancy, the energy, the workforce, and the people that are coming to get their passports expedited here at this beautiful passport agency is in the city of Buffalo is essential to the growth of our community. I have not heard that, Jim. We could get some details on that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.